This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Remember how people used to joke about online dating? The once easy target for digs about desperate singles and social pariahs is now a success story for loads of couples and dozens of highly profitable dating services. An unlikely demographic has joined the unabashed online dating game, the animal kingdom. Rehan Harmansi is West Coast editor for the tech blog Forward on BuzzFeed, where she wrote about zoos profiling and pairing species using the online model. Rehan, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me.
So what does this look like? We're imagining a picture of a polar bear out with his friends. Likes, cold meals, long walks on the ice, watching the Discovery Channel.
It's not quite so much champagne and roses for the zoo animals, but it is a little more complicated than just a spreadsheet. There's a kind of at least three different software programs that work together to pair available members of one species with other genetically acceptable members of the same species.
Who's managing these profiles and databases on the animals' behalf?
The organization that oversees the accredited zoos and aquariums, the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, has something called the Population Management Center, and it is staffed by four people full-time, and they are in charge of what they call stud books, not so romantic, which keeps tabs on all of the the population of captive animals in America's zoos.
What kind of challenges might a hopeful zoo breeder face? I mean, what problem are they trying to solve here?
Well, the bigger picture is that zoos over the past three decades have been transitioning to focus on saving imperiled or endangered animals. And they do this by controlling these captive breeding programs and trying to maximize the number of animals in the species, and also they really want to avoid inbreeding. So inbreeding is one thing that these programs really check for. They want genetic variation.
So an online profile might say what? Give me a typical.
So there, I saw a number of screenshots of these, and they keep very detailed information. You know, they have family trees.
Mm-hmm.
They also have pages that go over their behavior. You know, if an animal showed a lot of aggression, that might make it not a good candidate to ship off to another zoo.
Right.
And then they also keep information about the sex of the animal, which, interestingly, is not kind of like a fixed thing for throughout its life. Some animals can sort of change and, you know, their sexual maturity used to happen at different times, so they have to keep a separate folder for that.
So the animals are then physically shipped to another place. It's not like they're just exchanging genetic material.
No, I mean, there are some artificial inseminations, but by and large, the mating happens the old-fashioned way.
Online daters sometimes complain that people don't portray themselves accurately on dating sites. I mean, I'm trying to imagine what a misrepresentation or miscommunication might be using this software. You know?
Well, they can have some very fundamental miscommunications. Sarah Long, who's in charge of the Population Management Center, she told me about how one bird had been improperly, it was a male that they thought was female. So they sent the bird to a number of different zoos to produce babies, and it just wasn't happening. And then there are all these notes saying, like, this bird appears to be fighting with the other males. And then they went and checked again, and sure enough, she was a he.
Ooh. I guess that's why the gender is important to keep it
right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Rehan, last month I was really saddened to hear about Lonesome George.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the last known Pinta giant tortoise. He died. Park mm-hmm. officials there in the Galapagos did try to get him to breed, and he did mate with a female of a different subspecies, but the eggs weren't viable. So I guess you can never tell whether it's going to work out. But is this the kind of thing that this database would help?
It is designed to help that, and they do. They have installed a new tracking system where they try to figure out when things don't work out, why they don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of factors here that go above and beyond just the animal's preferences. You know, zoos sometimes don't want to ship their star penguin off to another zoo for months or years. You know, I did talk to people who said that there were pressures on zoos to kind of produce babies, but They also said they were heartened by it. The zoos really do have a commitment to increasing the population of endangered animals overall. And what this sort of Match.com does is it looks at the whole country as like this big dating pool.
Well, quickly, after that, we really need a success story. Any you want to share?
Well, I live in the Bay Area, and a few months ago, I saw these pictures of these new river otter pups in Oakland. And so with this story, I talked to the Oakland Zoo, and, you know, they hadn't had river otter pups. And if you haven't seen a river otter pup, I encourage you to Google it. They are very cute for over a decade. But through a series of recommendations, they had an eligible bachelor, and they sent in two females. And for the past 2 years, there has been two litters born, which people can go and see, and they're pretty adorable, and you know it's a win because this species doesn't tend to mate that often or that well, so the world has a few more river otter pups.
Hooray! Soon to be a reality TV show, I'm sure. Rehan, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Rehan Harmansi, West Coast editor for the BuzzFeed tech blog Forward. You can link to her article, Match.com for Animals. That's at wordofmathradio.org. It's difficult to know exactly where love fits into matchmaking for otters or setting up seals, but love has a place at the table for members of the Washington Checker Club. That's why they keep coming back. That and a love of trash talking. Producer Adam Camp listened in.
I want some respect, John Henry.
You don't get it.
I want some respect. Now, I'm taking some of this back over here, boy. I'm going this way.
I am Tal Roberts. I'm the president of the Washington Checker Club.
King, me, son. King.
I'm in there.
And the Checker Club has been around for many, many years. And we play checkers for entertainment.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, look at him. Look at him.
You hear about other sports trash talking. You hear about football players, great trash talkers. And you talk about fishermen, great trash talkers. Checker players ultimately can out-talk all of those guys.
You went the wrong way that time with your fingers on the board.
Okay, hold on. John Henry is a very crafty checker player. He tries to use trickery to win the game. He will set a checker out there and invite you to take this checker. And if you take the checker, then he has a series of moves that he can take and then wipe you out. Well, hold it.
Hold it, nothing. Hold it, nothing.
Susie. But my counter to that is that I tried to play a very defensive game and put him in a bad position whereby his checkers are defenseless. The reason I'm called a razor, I use dexterity, and I try to be as skilled on the checkerboard as a surgeon, and a surgeon is a person that goes in and operates. I try to use it, my skill, to take away his planning, his operation, and conquer him.
Still can't do it.
Yes, you can, man. Oh, no. Oh, yes, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You got to come out of here, and then come on here.
What?
Yes.
That's a terrible move, Tom.
It's not a terrible move. Hmm? He don't come here, and I'm running this way. He's coming down a piece.
What? What do you mean?
Come on,
get
here.
Mad and angry.
I thought him coming back this way. He's going to try to crack. I'm going this way. Oh, yeah, you pay me some respect.
Yeah, I'm going to pay it to you, all right?
You're going to pay me some respect.
Yeah.
Crown the king, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to Adam Camp for that piece. Coming up after the break, what are terrorists thinking? We'll get some insight for that story. Stay with us. It's just after the break.